Ready?
Yes.
Call the meeting to order. Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Here.
Trustee Katsinas.
Here.
Trustee Malani.
Here.
Trustee Compass.
Here.
Trustee Reardon. Trustee Radiszewski.
Here.
Mayor Pico.
Here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the September 7th, 2021 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustee meeting of September 7th, 2021.
Second.
Any changes? Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Proclamation honoring Van Bruggen signs as Orland Park Business of the Month for September 2021.
It's my pleasure to proclaim this month and honor Van Bruggen signs as Orland Park Business of the Month. Whereas Orland Park's Van Bruggen signs, I'm going to read what's on their proclamation. Whereas Orland Park's Van Bruggen signs first opened in 1925 by Sam Van Bruggen, and whereas Van Bruggen signs produces illuminated, non-illuminated, architectural and environmental, commercial, dimensional, wooden aluminum signs, as well as vehicle lettering and graphics. The work done at Van Bruggen Signs is extensive and diverse, starting with the phone call from the client, designing of the project, manufacturing all the parts, and installation by hand of the finished product. And whereas Sam opened his first shop in Evergreen Park, he moved his company to Palos Heights in the 1950s, and his son Jack settled the company in Orland Park in 1976. And whereas Van Bruggen Signs made Orland Park their home in 1976 and services our community with combined 800 years of sign designing, production, and installation experience currently on the shop floor, and whereas Van Bruggen Signs has been family owned and operated through four generations, whereas Sam's son Jack Van Bruggen took over the business, the next generation of owners are Sam, Bill, and Joel. To this day, the three grandsons own and operate the business. And whereas Van Bruggen Signs' family operation does not end there, the current owner's sons and daughters work with their parents, and it is said that the grandchildren also feel very at home in the shop. And whereas Van Bruggen Signs currently has 25 employees whom the owners consider family, they frequently have Saturday barbecues together, always making sure their retired employees are also invited. And whereas Sam Van Bruggen, the original owner, instilled in his son Jack and John's, and Jack's sons, Sam, Bill, and Joel, the belief in a company foundation based on ethics, quality, and the desire to treat your fellow man in a kind and fair manner, whether it be clients, employees, or family. And now, therefore, I, Keith Peacock, the Village President of the Village of Orland Park, Illinois, in the counties of Cook and Will, do hereby extend the gratitude of the entire community to Van Bruggen Signs for more than 45 years of serving the community, and hereby proclaim Monday, September 20th, 2021, as Van Bruggen Signs Day in the Village of Orland Park. Congratulations.
Last year and a half, the Affordable Police Department, which responded. So,
payable approval.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Healy.
I move to approve the accounts payable from September 8th, 2021 through September 19th, 2021 in the amount of $4,336,813.09.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Rashevsky.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda item A, payroll approval. Item B, Silver Lake West Water Main Replacement Phase 2 and El Camino Real Engineering Proposal. Item C, Camino Real Stormwater Improvements Engineering. Item D, tree plantings at parks, facilities, ponds, and parkways, fall of 2021. Item E, Safe Built Contract Amendment 1, Office Support Supervisor. Item F, Ray Graham Association Consulting Agreement.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve items A through F of the consent agenda.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Rashevsky.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Police Department Security Camera Networking Cabling Approval to Waive Bids.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to waive bids on the Police Department Security Camera Network Cabling Project and approve a contract with Advanced Data Technologies for an amount not to exceed $34,802.62, subject to village attorney review, and to authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
And before we comment on this, George, I just want to confirm we're waiving the bid because this particular company is already networking the rest of the village, so we're getting a very good price to add on to that contract, correct?
That's exactly it.
Okay. Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Fernway 2022 Phase 7, 8, and 9 Design Engineering Proposal.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Healy.
I move to accept a proposal from V3 Companies of Woodridge, Illinois, titled 2022 Fernway Road and Ditch Reconstruction Project, dated September 10th, 2021, in an amount not to exceed $149,780, and to authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any questions or comments? So my comments on this, it was a nine-year, nine-phase project, and we've gone through six of them. And now that we have an entirely new board, we're able to, and all of the things that we've done in the last 4 years by taking debt off the books, by improving our other infrastructure, by getting ahead on our other infrastructure, by taking operating costs out of the budget, has allowed us to push this forward. I think 6 years is long enough for Fernway to be dealing with construction somewhere in their subdivision. So what we've decided to do is roll all this into 1 year and finish it. Is that pretty much it? So we're getting the next 3 years done in 1 year so that Fernway can be done with this. I think 6 years is long enough, and it'll be seven, but we're gonna get this done. So we're in a fiscal position where we can do that. So I think that's the right thing to do. Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Consideration and action on an ordinance providing for the issuance of not to exceed $6,500,000 general obligation refunding bonds for the purpose of refunding certain outstanding bonds of said village, providing for the levy and collection of taxes to pay said bonds, authorizing the execution of an escrow agreement in connection with the issue of said bonds, and authorizing the sale of said bonds to the purchaser thereof.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve an ordinance provided for the issuance of not to exceed $6,500,000 general obligation refunding bonds of the Village of Orland Park, Cook, and Will Counties, Illinois, for the purpose of refunding certain outstanding bonds of said village, providing for the levy and collection of the direct annual tax sufficient to pay the principal and interest of said bonds, authorizing the execution of an escrow agreement in connection with the issue of said bonds, and authorizing the sale of said bonds to the purchaser thereof.
Second.
George, could you give us a quick summary?
So previously on July 19th, the village board approved a parameters ordinance for these bonds. Since that time, the purpose of the refunding has changed from short-term savings to debt restructuring. With this one in mind, what we're doing tonight is just setting the new parameters ordinance so that we can take these bonds out to sale. We have with us Bob Lewis, who is the village's financial advisor, and he helped us with Kevin's assistance to restructure these bonds.
Any comments? Call the roll.
I just had it. Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
There is one non-scheduled citizen and visitor.
Arnold Gackey, and a reminder, you have 3 minutes.
Good evening. I passed and handed out some stuff to the mayor to pass out to the trustees.
I will pass that out later.
Okay. Well, you can go to executive session and maybe look it over. Come out, let me know what your decision was.
We will not be doing that. It's not on the agenda. So
well,
we
maybe,
can't discuss things that aren't on the agenda.
Maybe your village manager can contact me and let me know what happened, or if I can talk to him, have a meeting with him. Okay. I'm here to petition you, complain to you, explain to you, inform you about the concerns of Murray Creek Boulevard. Now, I've gave the mayor a brochure of the condition of the boulevard. It's not in very good condition. The background of it was supposed to have been watered by the developer for the trees and the grass and the boulevard and parkways. He was using water from the ponds. The village wanted him to use water from the village and pay for it. He didn't do it. So somehow or the other, he cut it off. The trees and the grass went through tradition, let's put it that way. They didn't function very well. I have talked to the board about this for 20 years. What happened was the village wanted the distinctive homes, the condos, the townhouses to take over and water the parkways, the boulevard, and that didn't happen because it wasn't in their covenants. So what happened was the village took over the parkway. You own it. You watered it, and you stopped watering it. Now, Frank Steck was a recreations manager. He ended up redoing the parkway, put the sprinklers in, redid them, put them new, watered them again. You can see it in the brochure I gave the mayor. You can look at it. And what happened was it was cut off again. So the grass died, the trees suffered. They don't look very good. I'll put my money where my mouth is. Every one of you trustees come out to that boulevard and look at it. If you would live there in the condition it is and enjoy it, I'll put up $500 to the general fund of the village. If you vote yes, you would like to live there under those conditions. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. You understand that now, all right?
30 seconds.
30 seconds, okay. There was 10 trees cut down. You replaced them with six. Seven sticks were put up for seven trees. Only six were put up. This spring, on the other side of the Murray Creek Boulevard, there was 13 trees there. You cut down all 13, you planted 8. That's 23 trees cut down, 14 put back up. I hope you respect my intentions of being here, and may the trees be with you. All right, thank you.
Thank you for your comments. So I can't speak to what's happened 20 years ago. I can speak to the trees. That's a pretty easy one, because I'm familiar with that one. What was planted along that boulevard were 72, I believe, 72 crab apple trees, all of the same variety, and all crab apple trees. And any arborist like myself would tell you that's a bad idea, is to plant all of the same trees right next to one another, because of the lack of diversity. If you get a disease, it's going to run through all of the trees. And the crab apple trees have apple scab. And apple scab, while it doesn't typically kill the trees, it causes them to defoliate in June and July, which obviously makes them look very, very bad. And the amount of chemical that would have to be sprayed on them to maintain them just isn't really feasible for an area that big, as particularly a parkway area. So the village has been removing those trees annually, a portion of them, so that we're not budgeting them all in 1 year. And also, in case the weather is really bad and causes a problem with what we replant, it doesn't hit all those trees in 1 year as well. We're replacing them with less trees because crab apples have about a 15 to 20 foot canopy, whereas the trees that are replacing will have a much larger canopy, so they have to be spaced out more. So that's why that is. As those trees grow, they will grow over the parkway like most parkway trees do, and they'll be limbed up to 14 feet, so they're not an issue for anything. One of the reasons why we do parkway trees is one of the major reasons that we do that is it calms traffic, believe it or not. People drive slower when there's trees hanging over the street. So that's why we do it. Another reason that we do it is obviously stormwater runoff and also all the other environmental benefits of trees. So again, I want to thank you for your comments, and now we'll go into board comments.
Board comments.
Just a moment. Could I rebuttal?
No, this is not a debate. The board floor is for us to discuss, and you have an opportunity to make your comments. And
okay. I understand. I just thought maybe I had a chance for a rebuttal. Thank you very much.
I'll let you go first again, Trustee Radiszewski.
Oh, boy. Okay. My notes are following me.
You were so eager last week, I figured I'd give you another shot at it.
Well, thank you. I am eager. I wanted to remind everybody that we have a brand new website. The team worked really hard. Thank you, Nevaeh. It looks great. So I've, you know, kind of been poking around and you know, on the site and taking a look. And there's a lot of updated content and information in there. You know, so it's a great resource. Obviously, you can, you know, pay your bills, but you can see upcoming events. You know, for businesses, if you know you want to look at, you know, what you know, RFPs are requesting, the bids that are open, you can find that there. Also, regarding our social media, we have YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can sign up and see, you know, what's happening in the village. For instance, flu shot tomorrow at 2 p.m. at OSCO. There's a comedy improv at the Cultural Center on September 24th at 8 p.m. The museum event, 1865, is at Stellwagen Farms on September 25th at 11. The mayor's golf outing on September 27th. Great pumpkin party at Centennial Park at 10 a.m. You can dress up your pet. I love that. In their costumes. So a lot of great information in there. And I also wanted to say thank you to Officer Miller for his time and going down and getting Leo, and for, you know, congratulating him to get his certificate, and also to say, you know, welcome to Leo. And that's it.
Trustee Katsinas.
Really going out of order here, throwing us for a loop. First of all,
toes.
There you go. Wanted to say thank you for everyone who came to Brewfest. It was a wonderful event. We have a lot of brewmasters within our employees that know an awful lot about beer now. And thank you to Public Works. That Public Works building was shiny clean. So thank you, Joel, and your staff. Thank you to those that participated. On a sad note, one of our longtime village employees, William Bill Dowman, has passed away. He was a long-term Orland Park guy. I recognized him right away. So I know he had many friends in the village and outside of the village. So we send our condolences to his numerous friends and his family. Thank you.
Trustee Malani.
Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. A couple quick things. Thanks again for everybody who worked at the Brewfest this weekend and made it successful. You know, we can't do it without our staff, and you know, that was a pretty big place to fill, and you know, you guys did a great job, so thank you. Coming up on October 2nd, we have our Great Pumpkin Party. You know, remember that. It's over by the lake. It's great for the kids. Lots of fun and activities for the family, so hope you come out and attend that. And welcome to our three new staff members, including Leo, the dog. We'll be happy to have him around the village here. So that's all I have tonight. Thank you and have a good night.
Trustee Compass.
So it's a little bit of role reversal. I get to say thank you and acknowledge that I agree with Trustee Radojewski this time around. At the last meeting, I missed a key thank you. Which I'd like to correct now. I missed mentioning the new village website because I was privy to some of that design before I was even elected, as I chaired the Technology Commission. I suppose I grew so accustomed to keeping a lot of that fun stuff quiet for a while as we worked out the details. If you haven't been to our village website, it's at orlandpark.org. I'd encourage you to go there. It's been has a completely new look. I believe that we're going to see that this is going to be leveraged by other communities as a new standard to follow. It takes time to design, build, and convert a new website. I know that from my own work. And the driving force behind all of this was our communication and marketing director, Nabiha Zagar. Beyond the website, Nabiha also drives all of our online and social media presence over multiple accounts for our village. I don't believe I've seen an occasion where Nabiha wasn't at a village event that I attended, and there are a lot of events in this busy village. So if you've seen and shared a Wanted Wednesday video from the police department, Nabiha was behind that start of that program. Although I have to ask, do you come up with all those puns yourself? And then our promotional materials have also been improved this past year with an innovative leap using drone-based videos. We've come quite a ways from the days where you had to hold a phone in order to stream our village board meetings here. So Nabiha, thank you. Not just for the new website, but for all you do to keep our residents informed. I know firsthand the passion that you have for our village, but even if I did not, your work clearly demonstrates that daily, and we're lucky to have you here. Thank you.
Trustee Healy.
Mr. Mayor, at the end of the summer, I reflected on, you know, how much work the parks have done over the summer with the markets in the park, the concerts, the movies, and just the normal going the activities of the park district. And, you know, all these things were done by just a great staff of people, I mean, and volunteers who helped out in many ways. I have to say to myself, thank God I live in Orland Park. And then I look at the professionalism of all the staff after going through the audit things this summer and but watching what the HR staff, the development staff, the computer staff, and all the other people here at the village, I'd seen how they operate. I just have to say to myself, thank God I live in Orland Park. Going attending the September 11th commemoration, again, I say thank God I live in Orland Park. After listening to Mayor Pekal, Joel Van Essen, and Reverend Mike Lee speak. Very great speeches and all that, and at the end, all I could say was, thank God I live in Orland Park. Looking at the crime statistics for Cook County and that, which we've already talked about the distressing state's attorney that we have, I say to myself, thank God I live in Orland Park. And looking at the crime statistics as a reminder, how safe we are, I have to say thanks to the police, and thank God I live in Orland Park. Back to you.
Thank you. So I too would like to welcome our new staff and Leo. Sorry for everyone else. Leo gets all the attention. That's the way it works. Zeus is happy to entertain him anytime for any dog activities that he needs. I also want to thank staff for all the hard work that they put together for the 9/11 event, and also thank the Fire Protection District for their participation as well. The speeches were great, and it was a phenomenal event. As well, Brewfest, thank you the whole entire staff for all of the marketing that was done by Nabia, for all of the work that was done by Public Works to get everything ready, for all of the volunteers, including mostly the Parks and Rec staff, that made the event, you know, fantastic. So it was a great new venue. It's the second time we've done it, and this was a much better venue than before, and more. I think we had 150 more tickets this time than the last time. It was about the same, but a lot more room, and we could probably have the room to go at, you know, 50% higher at least than what we did. So it was a great event. I would also like to congratulate the Healy family. They have a nephew that won an Emmy last night. So congratulations. We also talked today about our crime stats. Police are doing a phenomenal job, and we continue to drive our crime lower and lower, and that's because of how proactive we are. Also, our master parks plan, long time in coming to get these parks addressed, Centennial Park, Centennial Park West, Schuessler Park, and the remaining part of John Humphrey. I know we jumped on John Humphrey right out of the gate because it was clearly just, it was not usable for its original intended purpose. So great that we're doing that, and I love to see all of the community engagement that we're doing as part of that as well. So this is truly going to be a multi-year process to construct everything, but it's going to be nice to have a plan for how we're going to get there. Lastly, I received an email today, actually, from a gentleman named Bill Moskal, who I had the pleasure of playing golf with once in a match against Olympia Fields, and he was a former Air Force veteran. Well, he had the opportunity to do the honor flight recently, and he made sure that I knew all the Orland Park residents that got an opportunity to go on to the honor flight. So I'm going to read those names here: Jim Blaschik, Dan Braglia, Robert Kokanig, Jack Sasso, Ron Kupchik, and Robert Zajac. They all got the opportunity to do the honor flight, and I know it was a great day. I've talked to at least one of them, and they had a phenomenal time. And it's a long day for folks to go. They leave at like 3:30 in the morning to get to the airport, and then they don't get home until late at night. So it's a very long day. They fly out to, in our case, where they fly out to D.C. They get to see the memorials at D.C., Dulles Air Museum, meet a bunch of people, and then they fly back. So it's a very long day for them, but something that they all truly treasure. So congratulations to all of them, and thank you for Honor Flight for all they do. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to go into executive session for A, the approval of minutes, B, the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the village, C, pending litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the village, or when found by the board that such action is probable or imminent.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Reconvene the meeting. Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Here.
Trustee Katsinas.
Here.
Trustee Milani.
Here.
Trustee Compass.
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Here.
Mayor Pico.
Here.
Mr. Release of portions of executive session minutes January 2020 through December 2020 with redactions.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve releasing for public inspection the executive session minutes from January 2020 through December 2020, except for portions thereof that are determined to be necessary to be kept confidential to protect the public interest or the privacy of an individual as discussed in executive session.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Adjournment.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. We're adjourned.